काम क्रोध परायणा इहंते काम भोगाश्रम अन्नायन सतंच So, sometimes people say the modern age and past time or future, past, present and future, the real principles of life, they are the same. It does not change. Millions of years ago, the past and present and future as they were, At the present moment also, the same past, present and future. So, there is no question of modern age or past age. The nature's law is the same. Millions of years ago, the sun was rising early in the morning, and it is rising early in the morning at present moment. There is no change. Millions of years ago, all living entities were interested in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The same thing is going. There is no change. So, Krishna spoke all these words 5,000 years ago, apart from taking account of millions of years, because nature's law is the same. So, even in those days, 5,000 years ago, you will find the demonic people as they are now. These words about the demons. There are demons like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa. So many demons there are, like historical demons. But the process of life was the same as the modern demons. There is no change. Therefore, Shastra means it is for all the time. Not that Shastra was meant in the past for something else and now something else. That is not the past. That is mean Shastra. That it does not change the time, place and atmosphere. According to that, everything is the same. Now, formally, it is said, Annayana Artha Sanchaya. To secure money by black market. Annayana. Nyaya means legal, and online means illegal. So, Annayana Artha Sanchaya, the practice was there also at that time. It may be a small scale, but the same thing is going on at the present moment, which is known as black market. Black market means Annayana Artha Sanchaya. Getting money by unfair means. That is called Annayana Artha Sanchaya. Annaya means illegal. Naya means legal. So, these demons who are very much eager to accumulate money by black market, they are chintamapuri, meaning immeasurable anxiety. Anything you do in the material world, there will be chinta, anxiety. Just like in our this Krishna consciousness movement, the movement, all the activities, they are not material. They are all spiritual. But still, because it is being enacted in the material world, we have also so much anxiety. Because we are in the material world. Although that anxiety also bhakti. That is nothing else. That is not material. When we are anxious how to protect the property, how to push on this movement, how people will take it, what line of action we shall take. This is not anxiety. But that anxiety is for Krishna. Therefore it is bhakti. Anxiety, even in Vrindavan, there is anxiety. Radharani is in anxiety. Krishna is not here. How Krishna is come? The gopis are also in anxiety. Gopis are so in anxiety that about them it is said that when Krishna used to go to the forest for tending the cows, so gopis were thinking at home that Krishna's feet is so soft that he hesitates to take his feet on our breast. But he is now walking in the forest and there were so many stones and trees and they are giving pain to the Krishna's lotus feet. Thinking like this, they fainted. This is good. Krishna is out of the village and they are at home and they are thinking of Krishna and they fainted. This is also anxiety. So much anxiety that fainted. But that is for Krishna. Therefore gopis are exalted. Brahma kasi upasana prajavadhu varga bhijapuri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommends there is no better type of worshipping Krishna than it was planned by the gopis. So there is also anxiety. So anxiety is spiritual anxiety and material anxiety. Spiritual anxiety means you are advancing in spiritual life. And material anxiety means you are going downhill. So chinta puri may answer. But we are speaking of the demons, material sleepers. Demon means material sleepers. Who are simply busy for this temporary bodily comfort. They do not know anything else. Body is material. Therefore all these activities for the comforts of the body, that is demon. More or less. So chinta, the demons, they have anxiety. Everyone has anxiety. But their anxiety of apurimiya. Just an ordinary man, he has got some anxiety. How to maintain my family, how to get some money to maintain family like that. But the demons, they are immeasurable, unlimited. You'll find big businessmen, they have got very, very long projects. How to do this, how to do this, how to increase the factory, how to make it world known, and so on, so on, so on. There is no limit of anxiety. Chinta apurimiya. So, unlimited means they have no idea of future life. They do not believe mostly at the present moment. Formally they used to believe. Even these asuras, Kamsa was a great asura, but still he was thinking of future life. When he was informed that his sister's son, eighth son, is killed, so he was trying to kill his sister. Because sister is the source of the nephew coming, so better acquaint the sister. So still you are thinking what people will say, I shall kill my sister. So they are also thinking of future. But at the present moment, the asuras are so advanced that they don't think of future life. Don't think. Therefore, pralayantam. Pralayantam means annihilation. Sadatata bhava bhavi. The result is, at the same time, because at the time of death, jamjana bhavam smaran loke prajatanti kalivaram. Prayanta means at the time of death, when you give up this body. Upasita. Then we get a similar body. Next slide. That is, I mean to say, arranged by the nature's law. Nature has nothing to do. It will automatically follow. Just like you infect some disease, nature's law is that you must suffer from the disease. Nobody has got to do anything. The law is so. Nature's law is like that. If you take more food than you can digest, that's right, then immediately there will be dysentery. This is nature's law. If you take more than you can digest, then immediately there will be indigestion. When you cannot assimilate so much food, that is nature's law. If you touch fire, either you touch or your innocent child touch, the fire will burn it. Fire will not consider that he is a child, let me excuse. No, it will burn. This is nature's law. Similarly, the thoughts which you are maintaining during a lifetime, if that thought becomes prominent, naturally it becomes. At the time of death, then you are going to get a similar body. If you are thinking like a demon, then you get the demon's body. Next slide. And if you are thinking like a devotee, then you get your next life, back to home, back to home. This is nature's law. Therefore, if you practice, instead of thinking like the demon, how to gratify senses, that is the demonic thought. They are concerned with this body. If you think of Krishna, how to serve him? That is the perfection of life. Because you think at the time of death of Krishna, until Narayana Smriti, that is the perfection of life. Until at the time of death, if you remember Krishna, then your life is successful. Tatta deham punar janma naiti. Mami thi, kaun thi. So, we have to do like that. Not like the asura or the demons. Thinking must be there. But if you think of this body, how to keep it very comfortably, how to enjoy senses, how to have more money, how to have more men or women, how to see naked dance, how to do this. Then you will be a demon. And at the time of death, naturally you shall think of Then I get again demonic life or animal life or tree life. There are so many different forms of life. That is, in our presence, before us, there are so many examples. If you get a life of a tree, naked, tree is naked. It's not a shame to remain naked. And for 10,000 years, you stand up. Where from this life comes? Is it quite far? Why the world is not full of one kind of forms of life? Why is there a different size of life? Because different desires. And nature's law. Nature's law, there is no excuse, the same thing. That if a child who touches fire, nature is not very merciful. It will burn. Similarly, at the time of death, we have to think very rightly. That is required. That is human life. You have to train yourself in such a way that at the time of death, you think of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna advises, manmana bhavamad bhakta, manmana bhavamad, madhyari maang namaskuru, mami vaishyasi, asamsan, asamsan, without any doubt. If you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, it is known as Krishna Loka, Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha Loka means, Kuntha means this anxiety. And Vaikuntha, Vigata Kuntha, Vigata means without. There is no more any anxiety. That is Vaikuntha Loka, spiritual world. Material world is Kuntha. Kuntha means anxiety, full of anxiety. And Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety. Everything is freedom. Satchit Ananda. Vaikuntha life means Satchit Ananda. Krishna's body is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Not only Krishna's body, anyone who lives in the spiritual world, his body is spiritual body. And spiritual body means Sat-Chit-Ananda. Sat means eternal. Spiritual body never annihilates. The material body annihilates. Every one of us, we have got now material body. It will annihilate. But in the spiritual world, when you have got spiritual body, it does not annihilate. Eternal. Eternal life. And this means knowledge. So in this material body, we have no knowledge. We are, even if we have got imperfect knowledge, limited knowledge, but in the spiritual life, we have got full knowledge. That is spiritual life. And ananda. Here is no ananda. In this material world, ananda means pleasure, bliss. But here this is not possible. First of all, you have to die. You may manufacture some so-called ananda, but you'll die. Now suppose we are dancing here, and if you understand that usually death will take place, then we shall not be able to enjoy the dance. Immediately anxiety will come. So here ananda, there is no ananda. Why there is ananda? This body is subjected to so many material conditions of life. We become hungry, we become thirsty, there is death, there is fearfulness, there is enemy, and so many things. If you study analytically, that this body is simply meant for suffering. So where is ananda? There is no ananda. There is no complete knowledge. There is no eternity. Therefore, it is called material. Just the opposite is spiritual life. Just the opposite. There is no death, eternity. So, civilization means that the process by which we can transfer ourselves from this non-permanent life to permanent life. Life of ignorance to life of knowledge. Life of suffering to life of endurance. There is spiritual life. So everyone, every human being should be intelligent. So this is my position. So what is the use of living like a demon? Here is Krishna. He said that you just become my devotee. You just think of me. Manmana tapamadvakta. Always think of me. Manmana. And madhvakta, my devotee. Madhyaji. Worship me. Mam namaskuru. Offer obeisances unto me. If you follow this principle, then Mahavi Vaishnava, you come to me. So, why not sacrifice one life for Krishna consciousness? So far, the bodily enjoyment, especially sex enjoyment, we had in dog's life, cat's life, in his life. So even by restricting this kind of sex life, little organized, if I can get back to home, back to Godhead, and solve all the problems of life, is it not the decision of the intelligent man? Why should I give me away to the animal life? Visaya khalu sarvatasya. Visaya means the four necessities of material life. That is called visaya. Visaya, four necessities. What are the four necessities? That so long we have got this material body, we have to eat. We cannot starve. That is not possible. So, similarly, we have to take rest, sleeping. And similarly, we have to enjoy all these satisfaction to our senses. And similarly, we have to depend. This is called visaya. The shastra says that this visaya khalu sarvatasya. In any form of life, you will get full facilities for the bodily necessities of life. Full facilities. The sea, the bars and beach, they have no anxiety for maintaining the body, for fulfilling the necessities of life. Early in the morning, they are not anxious. They dance and they chant and they fly to somewhere in any tree and the fruit is there. A little fruit that is sufficient. And there is eating and sleeping, any tree, and they sit down on the top and sleep. So eating, sleeping, and mating, the other sex is born along with the world. At least two legs, eggs are there, one male, one female. So he has nine guys. For sex. He has no anxiety for eating. He has no anxiety for sleeping and defends everyone knows, all bad beasts know how to defend himself. He bars in the ground, eating something, as soon as it sees some danger, immediately go up. That is his defense. So, Thakur says therefore that these four necessities of life, you will get any form of life. Any insignificant form or very important form, it doesn't matter, you will get all. This is having. You have no anxiety for that. Krishna has given you. That's like even if you are put into the jail life, prison life. But these things, government has arranged already. In the jail life, there is eating, sleeping, arrangement. So, for these things we should not be very much anxious. That is human life. Simply he has to see intelligently things, how things are going on. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. Out of that, the human forms in different status, 400,000. And 8 million, they are lower animals. Bird, bees, aquatics, insects, serpents, so many. There are 8 million. The number of, you can see, the number of human beings, the other beings, just like even a small ant, from your room, thousands of small ants will come out. But in that room, as human being, you cannot be more than 2-3. That is the nature's way. You'll find so many sparrows, so many other birds, bees, even elephants. So, they are getting their food, they are getting their sleeping accommodation, their facility for such life, and they know how to defend. So, human life is also meant for like that. Simply for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But the modern civilization has gone down so low that they are very much anxious. Therefore, it is said, Chinta Purimiran, so, how to arrange for eating, how to arrange for sleeping. Not only for me, but for my son, for my grandson, for my grandson. Chinta Purimiran. Why you are so much in anxiety? Who is your son, who is your grandson or great-grandson? We by chance, we have come together, and after that, like football, it will be suited to somewhere we do not know. Who can say, my father is there or my grandfather is there? It is the example given, just like some straw, they mix together in the waves. And again, by the way, they are thrown here and there. No assembly. So the material life is that. Material life, by chance, we have come in a family or in a nation or in a community. But this will be, after some years, will be broken. And everybody will be thrown in the laws of nature. We do not know where, according to his karma. Now I am father, his son. But after that, my son may become demigod, I may become a dog. Then where is my relationship? Everything is broken. And here I may keep my, keep the photo of my father, and father may be rotting somewhere as a dog. You cannot avoid these laws of material nature. This is called Maya. Actually, we are busy with something which is not permanent, a temporary arrangement by the laws of nature. Therefore, those who are too much full of anxiety for all these things, they are called demons. Chinta aparinya. Your chinta will not act. You may think for the safety or satisfaction, but that does not mean we should neglect our duty. But as far as possible, we should be detached. It is not that because all these are temporary arrangements, we should not be unfaithful to our family members, to our children, to our wife. That duty we should take care. But we should not be simply absorbed in such thoughts. Our other business is how to become fit for going back to home, back to God. That is our real business. This is temporary business because we have got some bodily relation. That duty, therefore Rupa Goswami, the example, when he wanted to retire from family life, he gave 50% to Krishna. He was a very rich man. After retirement, he brought one full load of gold, golden coins. Just imagine the wealth. Now, what is the price of gold coins now? I think there is no gold coin at the present moment. It is all finished. Now it is paper coin. It is going on. But even 500 years ago, or 400 years ago, there are not 400 years ago, in our childhood, we have seen gold mohur, guinea. They are used, and practical use, and silver coins, gold coins, we saw. But now it is everything paper. So we are so advanced that there is no more gold and silver. Anyway, chinta parinya ansha, that should be transferred to Krishna chinta. Satatam kirtantamam jatantasya dhirabhrata. If you always be busy in glorifying or chanting the holy name of the Lord, then your chinta, anxiety, is transferred. By same chinta, chinta will go on, you cannot stop it. Mind, you cannot stop thinking, even for a moment. Either you shall think of this material life, or you shall think of Krishna. So the Krishna consciousness means, instead of thinking of this material life, you think of Krishna. Thinking is not to be stopped. That is not possible. You cannot stop thinking even for a moment. Simply you have to practice. Instead of thinking this material thing, you think of Krishna. That is what. That Krishna advises. Manvana bhava madbhakta madbhasi manvana. Manvana, if you think of Krishna, then naturally you become devotee of Krishna. Manmana bhava madhyaji. And if you actually become devotee of Krishna, then you shall worship Krishna. And if you actually worship Krishna, then you must offer obeisances to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna writes these four things. Manvanam bhavamad bhakta madhijaji man namaskuru. Then what will be the result? Mameva ishasi. Simply by practicing these four things. It does not require any PhD degree. Simply you have to agree. Yes, I shall think of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You have to agree. That's all. That is required. Then gradually you become bhakta. Gradually you worship and gradually you offer obeisance and surrender. That is wanted by Krishna. Sarvadan man puritajya mamitam sarana. So he does not require any high education, high birth, or great riches, or to become very beautiful. Nothing required. Beautiful or not beautiful, everyone can become Krishna conscious. There is no impediment. Educated or not educated, it doesn't matter. Rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Ahuitupiyaprutihata. The devotional service, bhakti yoga, is without any cause and without impediment. Ahuitupiyaprutihata. And if we attain that state, then jiva atma samprasidati, then atma, the soul, will be fully satisfied. So it does not require much education, much wealth, from any status of life, one can practice this. Manvana bhavamad bhakta madhya jimāna namaskar. These four things only. So we were propagandists, making propaganda for this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not very difficult. And it is not meant for any particular class of men or community or country. It is meant for all living entities. If it can, then what is the difficulty? So, it may be difficult in other forms of life, but in the human form of life, it is not at all difficult. So we should fully utilize the human form of life in Krishna consciousness, and the process is always thinking of Krishna. Instead of thinking woman and money, that is also difficult also. The Maya is so strong that as soon as I am sitting in a solitary place, then I think of money and woman. Therefore, we should live always in assembly and chant Hare Krishna and save ourselves from the danger of material fall down. Thank you.